This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The coronavirus has now killed more than 6 million people around the world. That tragic milestone just recorded by Johns Hopkins University. The AP's Mike Hempen.
Death rates remain high in Poland, Hungary, Romania, and other Eastern European countries, a region that has seen more than 1 million refugees arrive from war-torn Ukraine, a country with poor vaccination coverage and high rates of cases and deaths. A former World Health Organization research policy director says worldwide death rates remain highest among the unvaccinated. I'm Mike Hempen.
Russia is announcing another ceasefire and humanitarian corridors to allow civilians to flee Ukraine, but Russian forces are still rocketing and bombing cities, according to Ukraine. A third round of talks is planned for today. Meanwhile, Ukraine is urging the UN's top court to order Russia to stop its war in Ukraine. Russia ignored the hearing. Secretary of State Tony Blinken.
I wish that we could see signs that President Putin was willing to engage diplomatically to bring this aggression to a close. Right now, we're not seeing them.
Secretary of State Tony Blinken on NBC's Meet the Press. The fighting has sent energy prices skyrocketing worldwide, stocks plummeting, and it's threatening the food supply and livelihoods of people around the world who rely on farmland in the Black Sea region. As the war in Ukraine continues, the price of gas here in the U.S. this morning is $4.06 a gallon on average. That's up 45 cents in a week, according to the AAA. Netflix and TikTok suspended most of their services in Russia on Sunday as Moscow cracks down on what people and media outlets can say about Russia's war in Ukraine. This is AP News. Now to Batman, sort of. Here's the AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Some Texas moviegoers who went to see The Batman got an unexpected double feature. The Batman and The Bat? It's a drama that played itself out at a theater in Austin, Texas, as the Robert Pattinson movie was playing. An actual live bat was seen darting around inside the theater. Theater managers paused the movie and tried to get animal control to come out to capture the bat, but they were unsuccessful. The theater says no one was bitten, and it thinks that someone brought in the bat as a prank. Moviegoers were offered refunds, but most decided to stay to finish watching The Batman while keeping their eyes peeled for the bat. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
By the way, the movie, The Batman, grossed more than $128 million over the weekend to lead all movies in North America. That's well above what Warner Brothers thought it would do in its debut weekend. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait, and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.